Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Hey, this is the Bish here from the Hump Day Crew. You're tuned into one of our podcasts. Enjoy.
Joy 94.9.
Hump Day Crew Joycast.
Sponsored by MyMac.
The best Apple computer, iPod and Apple accessory store in Australia.
MyMac.com.au.
The world a hug, one country at a time. It's time for global community.
Joining me on the line right now, all the way from Germany, we have Holger Jacobs and Jeffrey Johnson on the line. Boys, thank you very much for joining me today.
Oh, thank you too.
Yeah, hello from Germany.
I was wondering if you can tell me a little bit about what's gay life like in Germany.
For me, I think it is very, very open here. The people, the society is very tolerant towards gays, and you get the feeling that that all over the country, in various parts of Germany, where gays are living, that they're accepted.
Now, you say where gays are living, do they tend to live more in the city than they do in the country?
Oh, yes, they do, of course. Most people from the countryside, they move to the cities. And Cologne is in the west of Germany, about 1 million inhabitants, and it's always called the gay center of the west.
So that's a bit of a gay hotspot, is it?
Yes, it is, but of course the other cities as well. But Berlin, which has 3.5 times the size, doesn't have a Christopher Street Day as big as ours in the West.
I'm guessing there would be a lot of gay establishments in Cologne?
Yeah, there are organizations, gay organizations, that looks after the concerns of gay people. There are also places for entertainment for gays, hotspots where you can have fun. There are also other gay organizations where people can go to, or people can call for advice and so on.
I know around the world, as I speak to people in different countries, each country seems to be battling with their governments on gay rights. How are the gay rights positioned in Germany?
Well, since 2001, we have had the Registered Partnership Law, which is quite close to the traditional marriage, but it's not the marriage itself. Basically, it's the same, but for instance, we don't get any tax benefits. When you're a married couple, you pay less taxes than two individuals, especially if the income is different between the two, and that is not true for gay couples. So in the tax rights, it's not the same, but all the rest is almost equal rights.
And are people still fighting to get those equal rights?
Yes, it's the tax benefit, and for those who have children or want to have children, it's sometimes a bit difficult. The latest change that was introduced, I think, last year, is that you can not really adopt children as a gay couple, but as a single person you can adopt. And of course, if one of the partners is a biological father of the child, then the second partner can adopt the child. But only in that case, you can't adopt a real other child from elsewhere.
And are there a lot of gay couples that would like to adopt in Germany?
Yeah, and they also voiced their concerns about it. And I think that is putting a bit of a pressure on the lawmakers here to ensure that very soon that will be possible for gay men, for gay couples.
Apart from the acceptance you get from the lawmakers, what about the general public? For example, could two guys hold hands in public?
Of course we could. We don't do it regularly, but I think most of the time it's possible. Of course, you never know what happens late at night in some cities, in dark corners or so. Of course, there is gay bashing, but it's not very much. We have hotlines where people can call, also organized by the Lesbian and Gay Association, but we haven't found the necessity to call that line yet.
Things like at night time, is there also, I guess, the disco scene in Germany?
Of course, the disco scene, but there's no exclusively gay disco in Cologne anymore. We had that for quite a long time, but a few years ago they closed down. And of course there are gay nights in some discos every now and then.
How do gay people meet up and socialize? How do gay people meet each other?
Okay, there are gay publications where people can you know, get in touch with each other. There are also known places, for example, in Cologne, like gay bars and as I said before, organizations and so on. These places are made known to the gay public, and so they really find these meeting places, or maybe friends getting in touch with each other, you know.
More bars than discos.
One big gay event that seems to happen all around the world is a Pride festival or a Pride parade. They exist in Germany,
yeah,
I assume?
That every year in early July.
In early July. Yeah. And how many people, do you know how many people seem to go to that event?
The biggest one was, I think, 2002, then it was the Euro Pride. That was about 1 million, but normally it's about around 700,000 people who are attending. Of course, many people just watching the parade and the street party and so on. And of course, not all of them are gay. There are lots of families coming with their children, smaller and bigger children.
Yeah, and I must add to that, for example, I'm in a gay organization, sports organization, and of course, you probably would have heard that the gay games, the international gay games will be in Cologne this year.
Next year.
So that will also be a fantastic forum for meeting place, for meeting gays also internationally. And I'm sure maybe it will be made known better in where you are as soon as the time gets closer.
Yes, no, I know there's many Australian gay sporting teams at the moment that are hard out fundraising to make sure they can get to Cologne for the games in 2010.
Yes, indeed, because I was there in Sydney in 2002.
Oh, okay. And how did you find Sydney?
Great. The atmosphere for the games, for example, was really felt. The Australians, the Sydney made sure that that the people were aware that the gay games were going on and they want to be a part of it. It was an awesome feeling. You know, Sydney itself is really an awesome city.
From your experiences, what would you say Sydney and Germany have in common?
First of all, the open atmosphere for gayness, for gay pleasure, for gay life, for gay acceptance, for being able to speak your mind. I think Germany and Sydney are like that because you really feel that these two countries have gone ahead in terms of gay acceptance and making sure that people live their lives who the way they want to. So this tolerance level is really something I would find in both countries.
And on the opposite side of the coin, what would you say Australia and Germany, from your experiences, how are they different?
Weather.
I'm from the Caribbean, so I found with this British kind of influence, I was closer to Australia than I am to Germany in terms of the mentality because of the influence of Britain. I'm from Jamaica, so, and we have a Brit just at the Commonwealth with cricket and all that sort of a thing, sports, and that's why I found Australia closer to my liking than Germany in that sense.
Now, another big event that gets a big gay following in Australia, and it actually happens in Europe, is Eurovision. Is that popular in Germany?
Oh, yes, it's popular. It's especially among the gays, and for the last few years, a gay person was always the host of the TV show in Germany, accompanying it. But, of course, it's some people just smile at it. It's a kind of a fun event, but it's not that really serious.
We've always been interested in the voting and how the voting seems to be which country is your friend rather than which talent you like.
Yeah, of course, in Germany there are many, many Turkish people living. Half of the foreign population in Germany living is Turks, and of course they vote for Turkey. And we've also realized that within former Yugoslavia or even the Eastern Bloc, the countries tend to vote for each other. That was not so true when it was juries, but now it's the people voting.
Gentlemen, before I let you go, one last question. If there's anyone out there considering coming to Germany for a bit of a holiday, what has Germany got to offer them, and why should they choose Germany out of all the countries in the world?
Yeah, when you come in summer, you can come for the weather, but you have to be a bit lucky. That's not as bad as England, but no, I think it's really, if you're interested in history, in historic places, in castles, in chateaus or churches, architecture and these things, and of course also natural beauty. It's not all industry area. if you like hiking or even skiing or mountain climbing, or a quite rough North Sea, which is not for those people who are afraid of cold water.
Mm-hmm. And what about the men? Are the men attractive in Germany?
Oh, yes, they are. That's why I'm here. I'm sitting next to one. I was blown away when I came here to see just how attractive the men can be, you know, and how open they can be as well, and how easy you can get to meet them.
So for a foreigner, you wouldn't feel like an outcast being there? You'd actually feel that you got included if you're out?
Yeah. You don't feel as if you're being cast away or put aside or something. The atmosphere is such that you feel welcome, and you feel as if you can just be yourself and be at ease with the next person that you're meeting or so.
And also, obviously, you two gentlemen speak English very well, but of course, in Germany, the main language is German. How would an English speaker survive in Germany?
My goodness, that's a good question, because English-speaking people, I get the feeling we're not really too much into foreign languages. I was able to get into speaking and getting into learning the language because of my partner here, and then having moved here, I did the nursing education in German, so it was the whole training that got me into the language.
But as a tourist, you can always get by, and I think it's far better than, for instance, in countries like Italy or Spain or Hungary or so, where we also went and don't know the language. I think only in Germany, in the Netherlands, and in Scandinavian countries, you can really get by without knowing the language by just talking English.
Gentlemen, thank you very much for your time today.
Yeah, you're welcome.
You're welcome, man.
Hey, it's Ginny from the Hump Day Crew. Thank you so much for tuning into one of our podcasts and for supporting Joy 94.9 and the Hump Day Crew. We will catch you next Wednesday from 6:30 a.m.
Joy 94.9.
Hump Day Crew Joycast.
Sponsored by MyMac. The best Apple computer, iPod and Apple accessory store in Australia.
MyMac.com.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.